You're listening to The Feed.
This is The Feed.
This is The Feed.
The Feed.
You're listening to The Feed.
In Markham.
In Richmond Hill.
You're listening to The Feed in Vaughan.
In Stouffville.
In Woodbridge.
In Unionville.
You're listening to 105.9 The Region. I'm Station Manager Tina Cortez, and this is The Feed, York Region's only news magazine show dedicated to the issues and events that matter to all. This is The Feed on 105.9 The Region. If you're a caregiver of an elderly relative, or if you're an older adult yourself, you may want to participate in this study.
Well, have you been frustrated with some of the services in York Region? Well, adults of York Region, the AIDS Committee of York Region wants to hear from you. I'm now speaking with Vibhuti Mehra, the Executive Director of AIDS Committee of York Region, and they're looking for older residents to participate in a study that's gathering info in order to improve services in the region. Vibhuti, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, before we get into it, talk to us about the organization.
Well, the AIDS Committee of York Region serves people living with HIV/AIDS as well as their caregivers and loved ones. We provide services to make sure people live healthy and well and do case management as well as prevention education in the community.
Now, if you could talk to us about what the study is about and why the study has been commissioned in general.
Sure. So the study came about with some of our partner agencies and AIDS Committee of York Region discussing the needs of seniors living with complex life circumstances such as HIV/AIDS, mental health, dementia, substance use, homelessness, or any other chronic illness, and of course poverty. And we wanted to figure out if we can gather some data so that we have a better understanding of where are the gaps that seniors with complex needs are falling through. So that we can create a more efficient service delivery and environment in York Region for the seniors that we serve. And all of our agencies who are collaborating on this study, that includes Craftsman Center, CHATS, which is Community and Home Assistance Seniors and Addiction Services for York Region, have worked with marginalized populations who are oftentimes dealing with very complex life needs.
Okay. And,
so we created the study for the reason, also the fact that York Region is the central inn, that is the local health integrated network within which York Region falls, is going to see a significant increase in the senior population over the next 10 years. And we are, I don't think, adequately prepared to deal with the needs of seniors as it is, but when you take people with complex needs, it makes it even more difficult for them.
I'm glad that you're reading my mind, because the next question I was just about to ask you is why older adults and caregivers specifically? Was there a sort of a specific need that's happening right now in York Region that the AIDS Committee of York Region has realized might fall short in the coming years? So I'm glad that you just mentioned it.
Yeah, and you know, at the AIDS Committee, we are seeing people living with HIV finally, you know, in their there's a generation of people who are aging. They're living healthy and well with because of the medication and treatment available to them, but they're aging, and I don't think the system is prepared to deal with the stigma and marginalization that comes with HIV status. Neither are they ready to deal with the complex needs of people aging with HIV, because they are dealing with side effects and other health issues that come along with this illness. So we need to make sure that there is enough knowledge and education among the service providers, and also systems in place that the people seeking services don't fall through the cracks.
How will this study work, and how can residents participate?
Sure. So at this time, we are looking for seniors with complex health needs. So this would be people who are 55 years or older, who have at least one of the following, which is dementia, mental health, substance use, HIV, AIDS, or chronic illnesses, or they identify as being homeless or living in poverty. If they live in York Region and they fall within that category, or if you are a caregiver of an older adult who falls within that category of being 55 years and above, who is living with a complex life situation, we are looking for both caregivers and older adults. The study will involve the participants to complete and take form, and we'll determine if they're eligible for the study, after which they will either participate in an interview with the trained community researchers, and they will also have the option to participate in a focus group. We will give a $25 gift card for all the participants who participate in this process of completing the intake form and the interview or focus group. It's a completely confidential process. We will make sure that the confidentiality is respected at all times. I also want to highlight that we have the University of Toronto's Dananana School of Public Health as a partner on the study. So we are vetted by the Research Ethics Board, and we have an academic researcher leading this project. So it's a very valid, very thoroughly vetted study, making sure that the people that we study are not in any way being traumatized or oppressed by the study itself.
And is this a one-time type of study, or is it something that they might have to, you know, come back and do maybe follow-up questions on?
No, it's a one-time. Once you finish the intake and you are deemed eligible, you are going to be called in for an interview, or the researchers will come to you for an interview if that makes it easier for you, because we are trying to understand that we are dealing with seniors who may have complex needs and not maybe have mobility issues, etc. So we will make it as comfortable as possible to allow for participation of the folks who want to be in the study.
Okay, so I'm glad that you mentioned it, Afa. There is a $25 gift card, an incentive for doing the study. You did also mention that this is confidential, and a few things that they might have to do before participating in the study, whereby they might have to be interviewed prior to doing the study, as well as a focus group that they might be able to participate in after the study, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's part of the study. So the intake form and the interview and or a focus group is one of the options. Like, you know, depending on if people feel comfortable speaking in a group, they're welcome to join a focus group. Some people prefer to have one-on-one conversations, and we'll respect that. So whatever works with the person who is participating in the study.
Okay, so the study is very flexible for anyone that wants to participate. Now, when is the cutoff date for the study? When is the deadline?
Well, we are hoping that we have finished our interviews and focus groups by the end of October. Just because we need 1 month to review the data and put together a report, summary report, because we would like to present it to